Kronos halts its chain. After a 75-millers tectonic exploit, Kronos, the Layer 1 chain tied to Crypto.com, paused block production on August 30, 2026, after an attacker exploited Tectonic, a lending protocol running on the network. The estimated damage sits around $75 million in borrowed funds, according to a report from Wu Blockchain. The halt is one of the more aggressive containment moves seen this year, and it puts the trade-off between decentralization and damage control back in the spotlight. The mechanics of a lending protocol drain: Tectonic is a money market protocol. Users deposit assets to earn yield, and other users borrow against collateral. An attacker who can manipulate how the protocol prices collateral or who finds a flaw in its borrow logic can walk away with far more than they put in. In this case, the estimated $75 million was borrowed, not simply transferred, which points to a failure in how the protocol accounted for collateral value or interest. Draining borrowed liquidity is the same pattern that has hit lending markets repeatedly. A bad price feed, a re-entrancy bug, or a rounding error in a rarely used function is enough. The money leaves through the front door because the contract believes the loan is fully backed. By the time the discrepancy surfaces, the funds are already moving toward a mixer or a bridge. Halting the chain buys time and raises questions. Stopping block production is the nuclear option. It freezes every transaction on Kronos, not just the ones touching Tectonic, which prevents the attacker from bridging stolen funds off-chain or laundering them through other protocols. It also freezes every honest user in the process. The move works because Kronos runs on a limited set of validators that can coordinate quickly. That is the uncomfortable part. A chain that can be paused by a handful of operators is a chain where those operators hold real power over your funds. It is the same counterparty question that separates custodial products from self-custody options. If someone else can freeze the ledger, you do not have final control. The halt may well be the right call here, but it is a reminder that decentralized is a spectrum, not a switch. Polygon faced a related coordination test earlier this month when it pushed an urgent validator client upgrade to keep consensus intact. Networks with concentrated validator sets can act fast in a crisis. They can also be pressured, subpoenaed, or compromised in ways a broader set cannot. The Crypto.com connection Kronos is closely associated with Crypto.com, which uses the chain across parts of its ecosystem and holds a large CRO position. An exploit on Kronos does not directly touch the exchange's card program, but it does affect sentiment around the broader Crypto.com stack. CRO, the token that underpins the chain, tends to react to security events on its own network. For anyone holding CRO to unlock Crypto.com card tiers, this is worth watching. Cards that require locking or staking a native token carry a price risk layer that sits on top of the card's cashback math. A sharp token drop tied to a security incident can erase months of rewards, and the staked amount is exactly what you cannot move quickly when news breaks. That risk is structural, not hypothetical, and it applies to any card model built on a volatile native asset. Recovery depends on the next few hours. The immediate questions are whether the stolen funds can be frozen or clawed back when the chain restarts, and whether Tectonic depositors are made whole. Chains that halt usually resume within hours to days once validators ship a patched client and confirm the exploit path is closed. Whether users recover their money is a separate matter that depends on the protocol's treasury, any insurance fund, and whether the attacker can be negotiated with or traced. This follows a stretch of card-adjacent security incidents across crypto, from the Tria Rain card vulnerability to the Avicii Solana card exploit and refund. The common thread is that recovery quality, not the size of the initial loss, is what separates protocols users return to from the ones they abandon.